The court ruled that lawmakers did not violate the open meetings law during passage of the governor's collective bargaining bill because of a special exemption for the legislature. State Representative John Richards says that needs to change.
There is a part of the current open meetings law that says the legislature can set its own rules and abide by them, and as long as they do it, they're exempt from the law. I think that's wrong.
The Milwaukee Democrat plans to introduce legislation to delete that exemption. Richards also wants a constitutional amendment to clarify another part of the Supreme Court ruling, which found the public was not shut out of the process despite security restrictions in place at the time.
I respect the court's decision. It's the law right now in Wisconsin, and we need to address that to make sure that the legislature does not have a loophole that nobody else in Wisconsin can use.
Without action from the legislature, Richards worries either party could use that loophole in the future.
It's clear that the Constitution needs to be amended to take into account the Supreme Court's concerns so that we don't run into this problem in the future.
The open meetings law requires all other government bodies to give 24 hours notice before meetings. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.